You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Nick Ashew. The Wolfpack is here, and we have a huge odds boost for all of you today on Amari Cooper and Chase Claypool to both score a touchdown. This is boosted to +1200 at Caesars. This head-turning value, very tough to ignore. I love this odds boost.
First off, I love that it's a head-turning value. That's definitely the first time we've used that as a description.
I literally did a double take.
I have to just pick up my jaw off the floor as well. It's jaw dropping and head turning.
If everybody needs a moment to just pick their jaws up and regain their composure from this shocking odds boost.
Look, it's certainly possible, especially with the fact that on the Pittsburgh side of things, when you're looking at Amari Cooper and having to defend him, they're 30th against the pass right now. For all the conversation that we've had about Pittsburgh's defense, it's not really when it comes to how they defend the pass right now. So there's an opportunity there. Plus, on the other side of things, he gave up, if you're the Browns, 30 points to the Jets last week. So there's two opportunities at 12-1 for both of them to go in there and really help get you some value in a game that, look, it may not be pretty. I've seen some of these, you know, they're promoting it on social media, and it's like Jacoby Brissett and Mitch Trubisky, and those are the pictures of how they're promoting this game tonight. So you go, okay, I better get some good bets in there so it's a lot more interesting to actually watch. But there is certainly a chance that this could hit, especially with that value of 12-1.
Yeah, I mean, it's 12-1, so yes, it's not projected to hit. There's a reason why it's 12-1. However, Amari Cooper last week, you know, after week one where he wasn't really featured too much, last week, 9 catches, 10 targets, 101 yards and a touchdown last game. No other Browns receiver had over 3 catches in that game. So it's clear that Jacoby Brissett all of a sudden realized, oh, I have this like really good weapon that I can use in the passing game. Chase Claypool, double-digit touches in week one. Yes, he wasn't, you know, featured as heavily last week, but we've heard Mitch Trubisky say to the media multiple times this week, I need to push the ball down the field. I need to take some shots down the field and open in order to open up some running lanes for Najee Harris and make things happen. So at +1200, you know, this is an opportunity to get in at this because we probably won't see this price all season long for these two guys.
Yeah,
exactly. Get that at Caesars at +1200 and head to BetQL.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk, at Nick Ashew, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today. I am all in on the Steelers money line +160. They are 1-1 this season. They did fall to the Patriots in week two, but they put up a fight and they beat the Bengals in week one, 23-20, covered that spread. But there are some great trends, Mike Tomlin trends in their favor on the money line here. So Mike Tomlin is 70-40 in the first half of the season while coaching Pittsburgh, 66-29 against division opponents while coaching Pittsburgh. And my favorite, Tomlin is 130-71 in games played on a grass field.
I was gonna guess on Thursday.
On a Thursday, see that? That's my second favorite. But the field determination, turf versus grass versus cement versus clay versus whatever, love it. So those trends convinced me. I was like, you know what? All in. Steelers are.
We need to see a cement. We need to see a cement
game. Cement football in the snow.
They just mentioned that.
Ice and snow. So Steelers money line, Mike Tomlin on grass.
Dan's eyes lit up when you had that grass one there. Like, I just saw it. He was like, yes, I love this.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Thursday.
That's a lot of games, though.
There's the shocker.
There's a lot of games for Thursday night. So that would have been a lot of Thursday night games there. I just don't trust either side in this game, given the quarterback situation. It's just – feels murky right now for me watching both these teams. So I'm going to go on the props market instead here. I'm taking Deontay Johnson anytime touchdown at plus 145. I mean, you're going up against a Cleveland defense that's 25th against the pass, but fourth against the rush. So keep that in mind. Najee Harris, they may want to try to give him opportunities to run the football. I was kind of thinking, okay, Mitchell Trubisky's not throwing the ball too well right now, so maybe look at the run game for Pittsburgh. But in reality, that doesn't help them because Cleveland's actually really good against the run. So a Deontay Johnson touchdown at plus 145 brings at least a little more value into this game, given that Cleveland's just not good against the pass right now.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the player prop market also. It's really hard to bet a side in this game, in my opinion. I'm going to go longest.
Boosty's the only brave one, by the way. Boosty's the only brave one in this.
I am diving right in.
I'm not doing it.
Armed with trends and everything. And, I'm going to go longest Nick Chubb rush over 19 and a half yards. You get this at minus 110 at most books right now. So the Browns running backs have rushed for 10 or more yards on 17.1% of 484 carries since the start of last season. It's the best in NFL. So they're good at getting these chunk runs. The Steelers have allowed 10 plus yards on 13% of carries to running backs since the start of 2021. That's the third worst in the NFL. And the Steelers defense has allowed 20 plus yard rushes 24 times since the start of last season. That's the most in the NFL. We've seen Nick Chubb break off these 20-yard runs multiple times. He's one of these guys that can get the job done. And without TJ Watt on the other side, who's a main, you know, this is a guy that this defense was built around, you know, they're still searching for their identity. I think Nick Chubb will break off at least one 20-yard rush in this game tonight.
Absolutely love it. Happy Thursday Night Football to all of you, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.